The leading Republican and Democrat on the Vets Affairs Committee said they expect Wilkie will be confirmed by the full Senate and pledged to work with him to improve service to veterans. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street, reversing earlier gains on renewed uncertainty over U.S.-China trade relations. This is NPR.
With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinyanovich. Bridgestone Americas has reached a settlement in its legal dispute with IBM. The Nashville-based tire giant filed a lawsuit in 2013 following a nearly $80 million overhaul of its back-office IT system by the tech company. Bridgestone claimed IBM delivered a defective product that led to more than $200 million in lost revenue. The Nashville Post reports the settlement comes just a month after attorneys said ongoing court-appointed mediation was bearing no results. But yesterday, both companies requested that their respective lawsuits be dismissed. No details of the settlement have been released. A healthcare economist from Vanderbilt told Congress today that paying doctors and hospitals based on outcomes rather than the number of procedures they perform is the key to holding down healthcare costs. Physicians have resisted so-called value-based payments at times, arguing a doctor isn't always in control of every potential expense. But Melinda Bunton told the Senate Health Committee that holding doctors accountable for costs is changing how hospital administrators make business decisions.
Whether that investment is to upgrade an electronic health record so that you can better manage the care of diabetics or buy a new MRI machine when there are five other ones in town, the emphasis on value really does matter.
But Bunton also warned it might be unwise for the nation to bring down its annual health care spending of more than $3 trillion. She says that would lead to massive job cuts in an industry that employs millions of Americans. This was the first in a series of hearings by the Health Committee, chaired by Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander. He's trying to refocus the healthcare conversation in Washington on controlling costs, since the debate over insurance has reached a stalemate. The controversial development planned next to the future soccer stadium at the Nashville Fairgrounds will have three times as many apartments as previously discussed. That's according to a new traffic study that also marks the first time any project details have been made public. But there's still no word on how many of the 900 proposed apartments will be rented at affordable and workforce housing rates. That's been a contentious point since the project's onset. The Nashville Business Journal reports developers still consider the mix of housing units a priority, but they say they won't have any numbers until the planning process is complete. That will include more community meetings. Those held to date have been particularly fiery. Some Metro Council members have also tried unsuccessfully to block the project. It's 82 degrees at 535.